Yeah, I want to be cautious in my answer because we have some electeds here, right?
Yeah,
but so this is my focus really here is Annapolis.
Right.
There's some business climate issues at local government too, and I don't know if I mentioned on Friday, but and it's not a partisan thing. You know, Cecil County has five Republican commissioners, and often people think, oh, Republicans, that's pro-business. It's very difficult for business to get anything done in Cecil County right now. Very difficult. They're really turn the clock back Republicans, not sort of deregulation, cut taxes Republicans. You know, and so our state's business community is very strange in the way it engages our elected officials. In other communities, I notice that if you don't like an elected official, if you think that they're anti-business or anti your industry, you form a pack and you take them on. In our state, the approach seems to be, well, let's try to convince them to do the right thing, at least the right thing from our perspective. Let's work with them. Actually, this morning, there's an article in the Baltimore Sun about the durability of Michael Bush and Mike Miller. Now, there are a lot of businesses across the state that don't necessarily like Mike Bush and Mike Miller. That's true. And yet, the sort of the mentality in Maryland is, let's keep working with them. Let's see if we can get them to do the right thing. And I think the economic record speaks for itself. We've underperformed our potential. When I look at what I consider our benchmark, Virginia, we have underperformed them, and we ought not to have. And I think one of the things I said on Friday is that we have all the ingredients, not just to be a high-growth state, and not just growth for growth's sake. You want to grow strategically. You want to grow good jobs, not
right.
necessarily a lot of jobs, but a lot of good jobs. But is that we really should be a center for global investment. I mean, with our infrastructure, with our port of Baltimore, which, by the way, is setting records, and the state has done some very fine things. You know, I'll fly today to Dallas through BWI Airport. Well, the state got that right. BWI is a jewel, and it's very good for business around here. It's very convenient. Southwest Airlines is very important for deal flow around here. So, I asked, you know, when was the last time a global company invested a significant amount of money in the state to create jobs? And it's very hard for people to come up with even one name. Now, some folks could probably come up with a couple, but it's tough.
No.
Why?
I think single-party politics is so embedded in the state of Maryland that you just, I mean, the assumption is you can't win it. You can't win the battle. So you might as well just get what you can on defense. That's the business.
I think that's right. Yeah. But that means that business, I think I said this on Friday, business in Maryland has the government it deserves. Because if that's going to be the approach to government, then you're going to have to live with that. And, you know, you can complain about it, but you're not going to actually do anything about it. In other states, as I say, they form pacts, they have episodes where they say, we're going to get you out of office if we don't like you. And that's politics. That's fair play.